There's someone taking a picture of Bill Batchelder and I, our fine host here at Bemidji Wool Mills. How are you, sir?
Wonderful, Scott. Thank you. Thank you for coming to Bemidji today. Two incredible American patriots just walked in.
Is that right?
Paul Eickhoff from Eickhoff Columbarium out of Crookston, legacy family from the Valley, and the one and only Bemidji's great Peter Nordquist. Peter brought back the sailboat regatta on Lake Bemidji. They had four events this summer, just making Bemidji a beautiful place to be. And we've got Jillian here with the Bemidji Pioneer. She's been out beating the pavement all week, doing incredible stories of everybody that's involved with the bringing President Trump to Bemidji, Minnesota.
And Dennis Doden wrote a nice story about us being here.
Incredible.
That was very nice. And Pete Hegseth is coming, too, I understand, like on the 24th or something.
Yep. Pete was going to be here today, but he's coming next week. He's going to be in Wilton, Minnesota.
Oh, he's Wilton. Okay.
At Pete's Place West, the wonderful restaurant out there, the finest restaurant west of Bemidji.
Wow.
Before you hit Ness's Cafe in Erskine.
Well, that's a good one, too. Yeah. And we just ate at a pretty good one downtown Bemidji, next door to you here.
Oh, you know, you called it the Loon. That'd be a wonderful name. But Minnesota Nice Cafe, their blueberry pancakes are known all over the world. There was a food editor from the San Francisco Chronicle or the L.A. Times come through Bemidji, and she sat down and ordered a plate of those blueberry pancakes. Instant phenomenal success.
She thought she died and gone to heaven. All right, so let's talk to a couple of your friends here about why they're here today. You can hold that if you wouldn't mind. And you got a headset there.
Peter's wearing the beautiful sweater, and Paul's wearing the beautiful jacket here.
Mr. Eickhoff, I'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, we are the leading manufacturer of columbaria, which are memorial areas for those families that are choosing cremation, and our manufacturing facilities in Crookston, Minnesota. And we presently have delivered product all across the United States. Last year, we delivered product to Santiago, Chile. We've delivered product to Puerto Rico, Australia. And so if no one knows what a columbarium is, just go to Eickhoff Columbarium.
Well, it holds the ashes, right?
Yeah,
yeah. But in a reverent way, and
In a structure that's either built and put in a cemetery, or we install them in churches. And we just finished a project for St. John's University, and so those are marketed to the alumni as well as the faculty, and of course the parish.
Are those being used more than they? I mean, are people being cremated more than ever? The numbers increasing.
2 years ago, cremation took as the predominant form of disposition in the United States, so it's better than 50% now nationwide.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, of course, that allows, to reserve cemetery space, I imagine, at some point. After
yeah, it certainly does. It presents a challenge, though, to the cemeteries, because with traditional burial, let's say 15 years ago, 20 years ago, maybe you had 5%, 10% cremation. If someone died in the community, they had to be, they had to go to the cemetery and they had to have traditional burials. So there wasn't a lot of work that had to be accomplished by the cemetery. It was kind of automatic. But today with cremation, people, they can abandon the urn, leave the urn at home, put it on a shelf in the garage.
See, when you hang out with Batchelder, you just never know what you're going to talk about. And I didn't think for 100 years we'd be talking about cremation today from the program, but I just learned a bunch right there.
But, Scott, Paul is a very modest businessman. Made in America on Main Street in Little Crookston, Minnesota.
Yeah.
But tell us real quickly, Paul, your dear, dear friend in New York City. This is incredible.
Cardinal Dolan.
Oh.
Timothy.
Is he buddies with one of my favorite Cardinals ever?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. No, that's true. We did a project for the Archdiocese of New York, and I had an opportunity to meet Cardinal Dolan at the dedication there. And
so what a gregarious guy. I mean, I've met him, too. I met him at the March for Life in Washington, D.C. I just love the guy.
Sure.
Just full of life.
Yeah, well, I think he was did the prayer for President Trump's convention there.
Yeah, he did.
A couple weeks ago.
So last quick question. How important is this election to your business?
Well, I think pretty important. I mean, we are pro-business, naturally, and it's not easy to be in business. I mean, there's always competition. I don't think a lot of people that haven't owned businesses really understand the challenges that a business has to keep growing.
Makes sense. Tell us about your other guest, your friend here.
Peter Nordquist is joining us here, and Peter has got an incredible life story, but one of the most unique things that he's doing right now is he recreated the Lake Bemidji Sailboat Regatta Series. Oh. And Peter, tell us a little bit, and thank you for your friendship.
Sure. Bemidji is my hometown, and I've always loved the atmosphere here in northern Minnesota with all our lakes, and I think Bemidji is about the right size to have your childhood in and grow up. Kind of a Norman Rockwell-like experience here in this town. And my parents and moved to Minneapolis when I was in high school, but, you know, always would come back every summer and lived here during the summer. So when I proposed to my wife, I said, how would you feel? You know, we were in Minneapolis and our jobs and career were there, but I said, don't you think it would be great to have a cabin someday? And how about Bemidji? And it wasn't a prenuptial agreement, but I wanted to instill the importance of Bemidji, and sure enough, she took to it and fell in love with the town of Bemidji, and so here we are in retirement age, coming back here, and this will be our home.
That's wow! And talk about the regatta.
Yeah. Well, about 6 years ago, I recognized that Lake Bemidji is an ideal spot for sailing because it's large enough that the wind can come up and be pretty steady. And I learned how to sail as a 10, 11, and 12-year-old right down on Steamboat Lake there. There was a Camp Moagomi that I attended, and I fell in love with the sport of sailing there. And so I recognized there were a handful of sailboats around Lake Bemidji, but no real organized community of sailing. So I put some feelers out and discovered that there was a Lake Bemidji Sailing Association in the 80s centered around Hobie Cats. And I contacted some of those people, and they said, yeah, well, there are inflatable buoys down there at the program center. BSU has that outdoor program center, and they would love to revive that group. So sure enough, through the help of Mark Morrissey and the group down there at the outdoor program center, we revived that sailing group, and we're on our sixth summer, or just finished our sixth summer, and we'll have anywhere from 12 to 14 boats racing four or five times a year.
That's phenomenal. Yeah. That's great. Brings a lot of people in, I'll bet.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun. We had two or three people per boat, 30 to 40 people participating in it when you count the officials and timekeepers and crew. Each sailboat will have a crew member, and it's a teamwork effort, and boy, it's a lot of fun.
Who needs Cape Cod? We have Bemidji. Yeah. Peter, Paul, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.